AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Witnesses are describing the aftermath of the shooting at a high school an hour outside of Atlanta. The suspect in the case, a 14-year-old, allegedly killed four people and wounded nine others yesterday before police moved in.
Officers finding the suspect with an AR-15-style rifle. They say he surrendered without incident.
The shooter quickly realized that if he did not give up, that it would end with an OIS, an officer-involved shooting. He gave up, got on the ground.
Authorities identifying the victims as 14-year-old students Mason Shammerhorn and Christian Angulo, teachers Richard Aspinwall and Christina Aramey.
It's ABC's Faith Abube. More than a year ago, tips about online posts threatening another school led police to investigate that same suspect, but officials say they didn't have enough evidence for an arrest. Judge Tanya Chutkan today hearing arguments about potential next steps in the election interference case against Donald Trump in light of the Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity. This is it.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden talking about his efforts to lower health care and energy costs at a stop in Westby today. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez says the results speak for themselves.
We in Wisconsin have had some of the lowest unemployment rates that we've ever had, with the most people working.
The president is hearing from people in blue wall battleground states this week about how they've benefited from the administration's Investing in America agenda. There's a new push to legalize medical marijuana in Wisconsin. Native American tribal leaders are behind what they call the Wisconsin Wellness Initiative. A bill in the state assembly to create state-run medical marijuana dispensaries died last session in the state Senate. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Construction will soon start on UW-Madison's new practice facility, but one aspect of that project is now facing backlash. The UW Athletics Department plans to remove bricks from the Brick Wall of Fame. It stands near Camp Randall. All the bricks have been bought by loved ones and have messages in memory of Badgers who died. One dad, whose daughter has a brick dedicated to her, told WISC he was surprised that they didn't plan to just install the memorial somewhere new. Now, families have been told they haven't until Sunday to claim bricks dedicated to their loved ones. UW Athletics released a statement saying they are, quote, in the midst of discussions around how to handle this situation moving forward, end quote. And the Ironman Triathlon is this weekend. Athletes will go a total of 140 miles, including a swim through Lake Monona, a bike ride around Verona, and a marathon that finishes up near the Capitol Square. There will be some street closures if you plan to be in those areas this weekend. Ironman is Sunday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
The NFL season begins tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Tonight, the Baltimore Ravens and the Kansas City Chiefs kick off the season. Tomorrow night, it'll be the Green Bay Packers versus the Philadelphia Eagles. Head coach Matt LaFleur said that the team's focus has been on their opponent and not the travel.
Obviously, leaning on our experts here in terms of what are the best practices, what do you need to do from hydrating to eating meals to the recovery. These guys have researched and talked to a lot of people, and I feel really confident with our plan and what we're going to do. And, you know, the circumstances are the circumstances, but it's the same for both teams.
Kickoff for the Packers and Eagles is after 7 p.m. tomorrow night. For the third time in four games, the Milwaukee Brewers had to play a game in extra innings. And in all three of those games, including last night, the Brewers lost. The St. Louis Cardinals took the game in 10 innings with a 3-2 win. The Brewers are off today before playing a three-game home series against Colorado this weekend. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny with a chance of an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. Our high today, 81, with wind south to west at 5 to 15. Tonight, 53. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Fall-like, 68 Saturday. Sunshine, 66 by Sunday. Sunny with a high back to 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, another installment of This Should Not Be a Thing, as well as sports with J.R. Radcliffe and weather and wine with Brittany Merlot. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Because I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'm going to keep on running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
In the wake of Russia's brutal invasion of Ukraine in February 2022, RT, which was then known as Russia Today, was dropped by its American distributors. The company ceased its formal operations in the United States, and the European Union, the UK, and Canada banned RT's broadcasting. But as RT itself has boasted, the government of Russia continued to use RT to direct disinformation and propaganda. In the wake of Russia's brutal invasion of Ukraine, RT's editor-in-chief said the company had built, quote, an entire empire of covert projects designed to shape public opinion in Western audiences.
Our friend Alison Gill of Mueller, she wrote, says Trump's scheduling a briefing call with House Republicans this weekend. Wiles and LaCivita sending emails to halt communications with the press. Dylan telling everyone to lawyer up and keep quiet. Elon posting nearly 100 times today. This Russia indictment has them shook. As it should, and good. I'm glad we learned our lesson, right? That, you know, the Obama administration, because Mitch McConnell wouldn't, you know, issue a bipartisan statement, did not warn Americans that Russia was interfering. And Mitch McConnell wouldn't because they were interfering, of course, to help Trump and Republicans. So it's, in case you had not heard, new Department of Justice indictment unsealed on Wednesday accuses a Tennessee-based content company, it's Tenet Media, right, is what we're... with several high-profile right-wing personalities on the roster of being part of a Russian influence operation working to infiltrate U.S. Media with the Kremlin's propaganda. I don't even know these people, but Dave Rubin, Benny Johnson, Tim Pool.
I've heard of Tim Pool.
Tim Pool, I've heard of,
Yeah, I know. Right-wing douchebags. It's all one story, right? It's the anti-vax nonsense, you know. Bobby Kennedy, Tulsi Gabbard, like, they're all either useful idiots or, you know.
Idiots.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, by the
way,
Mark said, Steph, did RFK Jr. turn into a nut after you turned him down? I love you, but maybe you should have taken one for the team this one time.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know what?
Young lady.
Yeah, that's
there
very
is a
good
lot
point.
I will do for America, Mark. That is not one of them.
Come on.
Let's see. If I'm going to get bad news, I want it from him because he's very handsome. Dr. Irwin Redletter joins us now. MSNBC medical expert.
He's leading us through the gloom.
Dr. Irwin Redletter.
And now he enters.
Here he became Dr.
Dr. Irwin Redletter is the founding director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness and senior research scholar.
Dr. Doom.
Good morning, Dr. Doom. Have you noticed, as I always say, that it's all one story? Here you are, a renowned pediatrician. I'm wearing my March for Our Lives t-shirt because there's been another school shooting. You know, Russia funneling money to the NRA that funnels, you know, money to the Republicans. It literally, and anti-vax stuff, anything that hurts America, it's all one story at some point, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is. And the other stories that are not directly America, you know, it's so hard to read the newspaper now because all of it is connected in this way that reflects on a very, very bad place our country's in right now. But we're just looking at one of the headlines in the New York Times. The Taliban in Afghanistan has made it illegal to hear the sound of a woman's voice yep. outside her house. You know, it's like the world is just filled with crap, and America needs to be leading, not leading conspiracies, not leading in anti-vax, not leading in Russian conspiracies and collaboration. It is just, it's like overwhelming to grasp it all.
Can I just
by
say,
way, this anti-vax stuff,
I know, I'm sorry, because you brought up the Taliban, just because it's all tied into this yeah. Arlington thing, too. That, you know, Trump only negotiated with the Taliban and invited them to Camp David on the anniversary of 9/11.
It's amazing.
Right, and he's the one that drew down the troops, this whole, and then, so, but we, every, this Arlington thing gets worse every day. Right. They did this specifically as a trap to try to say, oh, you know, Harris and Walz didn't show up. This wasn't a public ceremony. They did this specifically, right, to smear Kamala Harris. And it's just anyway, go ahead, Doc. Sorry.
No,
ahead.
It's disgusting. But I want to say something about the anti-vax thing, which, you know, it started with RFK Jr., you know, adhering to this completely discredited idea that the mumps, measles, rubella vaccine caused autism. You remember that? That was it. That expanded now to a complete anti-vax agenda. He knows perfectly well that it was vaccines and better nutrition and maternal education that permitted a gigantic drop in global infant and child mortality. Vaccines have saved a billion lives now worldwide.
Yeah.
And here's this guy cozying up to a presidential candidate with this insanity. You know, you go from the dead bear cub and brain worms to proposing policies that will harm children in the world, not just in the United States. I'm overwhelmed with this.
Did you ever think as a pediatrician you would see a day when the number one cause of child death is guns and we do nothing about it? I mean, that's it, like Kamala Harris said yesterday, it does not have to be this way.
20% of children between the ages of 1 year and 19 years of age die of, 20% of the deaths are due to gunshots, to gun violence. And over again, I'm telling you, I'm losing my mind over this thoughts and prayers mantra as opposed to gun control. I can't even stand to listen to that anymore, knowing that the politicians who are spouting it don't give a damn, really. They won't do background checks. They will allow gun shows to sell these guns unfettered and unregistered. Have we lost our minds? I just don't.
I know from having done New York Sexy Liberal with you that you are a bit of a potty mouth for a world-renowned pediatrician, yes! But you actually wrote Thoughts and Prayers. We can cry to the victims of gun violence. Yes, but it just, I hate to, because we always say, like, a lot of us, you know, mark this back to Sandy Hook, going like, oh my God, if we won't do anything, you know, right?
Oh, yeah.
When, you know, toddlers are shot point blank in the face. Like, if we weren't going to do anything then, I guess we're not, you know, obviously we all did the march after, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, you know, and thought this has got to be it. I mean, I just have to hope because of a number of factors, you know, and that we have Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. Tim Walz, lifetime gun owner, military guy, hunter, you know, that we find a way to finally bring some sanity to this issue.
Yeah, I mean, they keep saying that Kamala and Tim Walz are going to confiscate all your guns, which is absolute BS.
Yes, and we know that's not true because Obama took them all.
Yes, he did.
You know, it, it's It's really just amazing. You know, the other thing, I just want to come back to thoughts and prayers for a second, because it's now code. You say thoughts and prayers. Mm-hmm. What you should be hearing is, I'm not going to do a damn thing about any kind of common sense gun control. So that's what I hear that, and that's just what I equate it to, because that's in fact what happens time after time. I mean, 45 school shootings since the beginning of the year. Germany has had 8 since 1913.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When people say we're not gun grabbers, I'm like, not me. I would take all of them. Like, I would grab all of them. But, you know, again, to it being one story, our friend Joe from Juror said, PSA, if you've been getting your news from Russian paid pundits and podcasters, I don't want to hear another word about how America first you are. I mean, again, that's the common thread here, right?
Yeah.
About, you know, all the work you're doing in Ukraine. It is... These people are they are Russia first. This is like, again, all one story.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And look, this is there's been two existential moments in my life, you know, truly existential. One was the Cuban Missile Crisis, mm-hmm. where it could have been, you know, adios for all of us.
Right.
And now this election on November 5th, this is going to say something very profound about the country. It's going to either reinforce the insanity and the extremism and the fascism that is brewing already, or it's going to say, okay, we're sort of done with that. Not that we will be entirely, Stephanie, because, you know, what Donald, the damage that he has done and the acolytes that he's created that will follow in his footsteps, something's going to have to be done about that.
Yeah.
But the first thing is, he can never be allowed to get back to that White House.
Yeah.
That's just
finishing on this story, by the way. So they also, this Russian, and I also, they, you know, includes posting video content on multiple social media platforms. It included TikTok, Instagram, X, formerly Twitter. Most are directed to the publicly stated goals of the government of Russia and RT to amplify domestic divisions in the United States. Exactly, in some ways, same play they did in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's just like I say, this is all... I mean, there's going to be a lot more shoes to drop, I think, about Republicans,
right.
Whether it's on NRA, Russia, payrolls. I mean, who knows? But you just put, you know, some of the facts out there. You said there's more than 400 million firearms in civilian hands, including 20 million assault-style rifles. That means 120 guns in the hands of every 100 people. I mean, you said we had more school shootings every year than all other countries together would have over 10 years. I mean, it's hard to even wrap your mind around these kind of numbers and this kind of insanity, right?
Yeah. And look, do I think we're going to immediately eliminate guns in America? It's not going to happen in my lifetime or my grandchildren's lifetimes. But I still cannot grasp why any person with a brain and a conscience would not want some of those common sense gun laws in place. We should not have assault rifles. Period. They should be absolutely illegal, along with the high-capacity, cartridges that people load up with, 30 rounds in it to cause absolute mayhem. I don't know. And look, the mayhem caused by the Russians in our electoral system, but more than that, in the mindset of Americans who have no idea that this garbage is coming from Moscow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do you think Republicans got the idea to cut funding to Ukraine on their own? You know.
No. And by the way, you know, our home office in Ukraine is in Lviv, which took the brunt of a massive missile and drone attack 2 days ago. Many people killed. This was a safe haven in the west of Ukraine. And now it's highly vulnerable and under attack. And here's the thing about it. If Ukraine had the air defense systems, anti-missile systems it needed and anti-drone systems, they could defend themselves. We're not providing them what they need, and neither are the Allies. And that's a disaster that is fed by Russian propaganda.
Yeah.
Don't fund Ukraine.
Let me just tell you, this is going to be 2016 on steroids,
yes,
in terms of what Putin, what Netanyahu, what a lot of people that do not have America's interests at heart have at stake. And what they will do to try to help Trump. And
except for one thing, Stephanie, this is what I'm thinking, that it's been so exposed now. as opposed to 2016.
That's right.
We're now reaching a whole other level of awareness. And that awareness will confront Americans and American political leaders very, very harshly. Here's the facts. Here's what you are doing. And we're going to say this publicly about each and every one of them. And maybe that'll put some kind of brake on it. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe, maybe. Well, fingers crossed. We love you, Dr. Doom. It's
yes.
Extra doomy today, but I was expecting
really
that.
Doomy. What am I going to do now?
Yeah. We have to make things better for the Grand Dooms.
There you go.
Yes, we do.
All right. Love
bye,
you.
Guys. Bye. Thank you.
19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by my Morning Kick.
Oh yeah.
See? Aren't I a little zippier? Once you see that giant hydration system come down here, I'm a little zippier.
I think
little,
you are zippier.
A little faster on the take. You know, just a little boop, boop. Okay. I'm just saying, it is in my my giant hydration system every day, whether it's in my bike bottle or my hiking bottle, or maybe I'm lifting girl weights, as Chris calls them.
But they're adorable.
They are heavy, Jody, for a girl.
Okay.
What if you put some in your wine?
No. I keep it things separate. There's 10 supplements in one.
It.
This is mommy's morning medicine.
Oh.
And then there's mommy's later.
Nighttime medicine.
Nighttime medicine.
Yeah.
Don't mix your morning and your...
Okay,
yeah,
sorry.
Don't do that. That's
my
bad.
As Nicole Wallace calls it, her mommy juice.
There you go.
Yeah. It's my dog mommy juice in the afternoons. Okay. It says support your gut health. Boost helps you feel more youthful. 10 supplements in one. It has been a game changer for me. I love it. It tastes great. That strawberry lemonade flavor. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Feel better. Gain energy. Enhance your overall well-being. Go now. Do. Do something, as Michelle Obama would say. Do it. Do it. Do it. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
And it gets significantly more vulgar. Like, a lot more vulgar.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com. Well, we all do business with companies we don't like so much. That huge online retailer, clothing brands that make their clothes who knows where, fossil fuel companies. A lot of the time we don't have a choice. But your phone company is different. You can choose Credo Mobile, the phone company that cares about our world as much as you do. That's why they've donated over $95 million to progressive nonprofits like Rainforest Action Network, Planned Parenthood, and the ACLU. Join Credo Mobile. You'll get all you want from your phone company, the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, friendly customer service, and switching to Credo is easy. You can bring your current phone and your current number. Just go to credomobile.com. That's credomobile.com. And for back to school, Credo Mobile will give you a $250 prepaid card when you bring a phone to them. And Credo will donate $50 to donors choose to help provide school supplies to teachers who need them, like art supplies, technology, and diverse books. Learn more at credomobile.com or call 877-346-0500.
Hey Wisconsin, it's construction season and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511wi.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511wi.gov. That's 511wi.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Out here in the middle of all these acres,
it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Hey everybody, join us all this week for Todd and Phil's Just a Bit Outside Text to Win Contest. Brewer tickets for a game later in September and also two tickets to attend the VIP world premiere of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Brewers, includes an overnight stay at a hotel and a $100 quick trip gas card. Be here.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Just a Bit Outside.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Stephanie Miller.
Forget about it.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Aw, I have some love letters. Matt says, Stefan, a senior moment today. I wasn't sure how to spell Matt Gaetz's name, so I knew what to do. I Googled Rapey McForehead, and there was my answer. You
there
have no
is.
Idea what a wonderful public service you provide. There you go. Thank you. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, America. Oh, more love from Catherine from Baltimore. Steph, I love the Chicago pay-per-view event. Still available.
Yep.
SexyLiberal.com. Fantastic show.
2024.
There you go. $20.24.
Yep.
I will be attending the D.C. show with my friend Philly from Philly. Can't wait. Stay safe. Thank goodness for the courageous hearts of Bonnie and Clyde. Mommies protect your puppies.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Did you see J.D. Vance with his dog? His own dog obviously doesn't like him. First of all, he called him idiotic for barking at an ambulance.
Yes.
Right.
All dogs bark when...
It hurts their ears.
Thank God Bonnie and Clyde barked, or Mommy might not be here. Oh, my God, you can tell his own dog doesn't like him. He picks him up, and the dog's like, ugh. He's right, dogs know.
Any, they know.
He's weird.
Look at any video with Kamala Harris or Tim Walz and dogs. Oh, pure magic. Gee, even the dog's like, oh, God, don't touch me.
Okay.
Idiotic for barking at an ambulance? Okay.
Dog's like, ew, don't get near me with that beard.
Okay, and one last love letter. Grandma D in Oregon. Mama, the girls bought tickets as a birthday present for me and my husband for your Portland show. That's this Saturday, but we will not be attending because while gathering eggs on Tuesday, I was viciously tripped by one of our hens.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
I broke my hip.
Ow.
I had surgery.
Ow.
At least they're giving me good drugs. A friend and her daughter will be using the tickets, so I hope they get a good groping. Love and have a good show here in the Beaver State. I will. Nice beaver in Oregon. We will.
We are
there.
Still here to save America. Stephanie Miller, Sexy Liberal, Save the World comedy tour continues with the next stop, Portland.
There's a place where that idea still exists. I've been there.
Where is it?
Portland.
Oregon?
Yeah.
Saturday, September 7th at the Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall in Portland. Join Stephanie Miller.
Hello, all my Portland Sexy Liberal. Are there any other childless cat ladies ready to grab Donald Trump by the this November?
John Dugelsang.
It should be Lauren Boebert. She's the only member of Congress who'll reach across the aisle to give out jobs.
Hilarious Hal Sparks.
Thank you all for showing up live and seeing that we're not AI and just a reflection in the engine of Harris's airplane.
And comedy duo Frangela.
And y'all thought you saw some black joy before?
If you think we were excited about Obama...
Ooh.
Plus, special panel guests Tom Hartman and Rachel Bitticoff. VIP tickets get your meet and greet access to the stars after the show. September 7th, the Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall in Portland. Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World Comedy Tour. Tickets at sexyliberal.com.
They call it the Schnitz. We're playing the Schnitz. Be careful
in
how
the
you
beaver
say
state.
That.
I know.
Just be very, very careful.
Lots of nice beaver up
there. Yeah,
lots. Just had them stuffed. Okay, hey, speaking of which, sexy liberal John Bugelsang next.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Friday night's Packer game can only be seen on NBC's Peacock streaming app for the most part. That is, if you don't live in Green Bay or Milwaukee, where you can watch it on your local NBC affiliate. The Packers take on the Philadelphia Eagles in Sao Paulo, Brazil. The Better Business Bureau is warning about bad actors impersonating political campaigns, polls, and nonprofits pressuring you for personal information.
If you do fall victim to a scam and end up giving them money or information, you can contact the FTC or the Attorney General's office. Those can be great resources to do something about it.
Meredith Radford says legitimate campaigns and pollsters won't ask for social security numbers or bank account information. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Van Galder bus drivers have voted to authorize a strike. Drivers are in the middle of negotiations with the company, which serves Coach USA and the Janesville School District. They want better pay and better working conditions. Now, a strike authorization doesn't mean a strike will happen. It just means it's now possible. Here in Madison, Van Galder is often used by college kids and people going to O'Hare Airport. And some farmers are dealing with fungi on their corn crop. UW-Madison College of Agriculture professor Damon Smith told WISN southern rust is a threat this year. It comes up to us here in Wisconsin from the Gulf states. But there's another called tar spot that's been here since 2016. Both of these fungi have been detected here through testing at a UW facility in Columbia County. Smith says they pull the moisture out of the corn, making it tough to harvest enough. Southern rust dies off in the cold winter months, but tar spot can survive, making it a years-long problem. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, and this is WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny with a chance of an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. Our high today, 81, with wind south to west at 5 to 15. Tonight, 53. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Fall-like, 68 Saturday. Sunshine, 66 by Sunday. Sunny with a high back to 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
The John and Gordy Show.
People don't realize there used to be radio schools.
It was night school. Uh-huh. And my very first day, I walk up the stairs and there in the lobby is my instructor. He's laying on the couch, his arm over his head, and he's going, "Oh my God, I wish I'd gotten into real estate." That was the encouragement I got right away.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, we do our popcorn pick of the week with Laughing Mountain Popcorn. Greg Badney talks this weekend's Sputnik Fest, and Ian O'Connor discusses his new book about Aaron Rodgers.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
there are way more Republicans, way more than the experts realize, who are going to vote for Kamala Harris than, again, people know. There's like something bubbling here. Now, many of these Republicans for Harris will be quiet. I met a number of Republicans for Harris yesterday in New Hampshire who said to me privately, Joe, I'm voting for Harris. I just can't say it publicly because I'm involved in this local Republican organization. And if I publicly come out against Donald Trump and support Kamala Harris, it's going to hurt me politically. But privately, I'm going to vote for her.
Our friend Joe Walsh on just the one of the stories of our time, the cowardice of the Republican Party. So, Sunday Divine said the same thing. Every Republican I know just wants the election to be over and Trump to lose, so he's out of the party. Most of them are voting for Kamala or doing something dumb like writing in Ronald Reagan, which thank you, Liz Cheney, for saying how stupid that is to do write-ins or anything but vote for Kamala Harris at this critical moment in our history. You know the one thing you can do?
What?
The only thing you can do is to get tickets to Portland Sexy Liberal.
I agree.
That's how you save America.
There you go.
Bub writes, a best weekend of the year coming up, driving to Portland from Idaho. Catching Hal and Nerd Halen Friday night. Good idea.
Yeah.
Sitting second row orchestra pit for Sexy Liberal Saturday, doing the meet and grope, then driving home Sunday filled with joy. It is true. You will drive home with a carload of joy. Mostly because of this guy.
Tiggle sang, tiggle sang, a sang. Tiggle sang, tiggle sang. He's so fine. Tiggle sang, tiggle sang, a sang. She were mine. Tiggle sang, tiggle sang, a sang.
Thoughts and prayers, John. Thoughts and prayers. Hi, good morning.
Hi, where to begin? Yeah. By the way, it's nice to see you guys on a Thursday. It's been 6 days since I was here last. How many opinions on abortion has Donald Trump had?
All of 12.
Asking for Florida. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, John, here we I our new best friend from the DNC, Shannon Watts, will join us next hour because this is a sad little skit we do every couple of days here in America where there's another shooting and then another mass shooting and... We give Fred Gutenberg a day off so that Shannon Watts can have to, expose her pain again. It's just go ahead.
Well, I mean, look, only we get to have this. Only us. No one's trying to disarm anybody. No one's coming for your gun, Skeeter. If Kamala Harris wants to come for your gun, she's got to do it after Joe Biden, Ed Obama, and Bill Clinton come take your guns, because I've been hearing this for 30 years, children. Stephanie, you know what you call people who think cops should have to face criminals armed with AR-15s? I call them weird. They're weird. It's weird to think cops should have to face criminals with AR-15s. And these people think that thousands of slaughtered real children are just the price we Americans have to pay so some civilians can have access to AR-15s. It's great that they keep telling us who the real victim is, isn't it?
I saved this for you because the new book, Separation of Church and Hate, by John Fugelsang. It's
next year, people. Next year.
Yeah.
Okay, because I know you want to hear Donald talk about religion. Which one?
Oh, yes.
Is this 10? Yes, please. Okay, go ahead.
If you're religious, you have, I think, a better feeling toward it. You know, you're supposed to go to heaven, ideally not hell.
What?
But you're supposed to go to heaven if you're good. I think our country's missing a lot of religion. I think it really was a much better place with religion. It was almost a guide, you know, to a certain extent it was a guide.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be good to people. Without religion, there are no guardrails. I'd love to see us get back to religion, more religion in this
wasted.
Country.
Yeah, first of all, A, he's wasted, and B, apparently religion was canceled, John, and no one told you. We don't have religion, apparently.
I'm old enough to remember when our media would talk about the age and mental acuity of presidential candidates.
Right.
You guys remember
that? Yeah, I remember that.
I really couldn't hear the clip of Donald Trump talking about religion over the sounds of angels coughing up blood. So you might play it again for me.
What was the thing he said? I did a quote yesterday, John. It's just... I don't even know how to, like, talk about it. You talk about this way better than I can, because I do not get it, how they can ever follow the least Christ-like person in the world. Like, he asked him, like, how do you, what's your relationship to God? He's like, they're good. Evangelicals love me. Yeah. They pray for me all the time. And that's not about your relationship. It's always just about him. They love me. They pray for me all the time.
Yep. You're shocked that the same people who supported slavery, who supported segregation, the same people who still defend monuments to white supremacist Confederates who took up arms against America so every black person in this country would be born the property of a white man, you're shocked that these low-frequency fake Christians support a con man who stole from vets with both his fraudulent charity and his fraudulent online school? Are you really surprised? We have crappy white people. It's our number one export. And we are the only country on earth, where our Christianity is historically intertwined with white supremacy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't feel shocked at all that this many people support Donald Trump. And by the way, they're all going to deny they ever supported him within 10 years, the way they all deny they ever supported Bush and Cheney now.
Mm-hmm. My home invasion insomnia the other night brought me Leap of Faith, Steve Martin movie.
Okay,
But it just reminded me of, you know, Trump and every other cheap, grifting, you know, religious con man ever. I mean, you said the blaspheming shepherd feeds his sheep.
That's it. I mean, look, there's no Christ-based justification for Trump support. Let me say it again, because y'all can say this to your coworkers and your relatives and whatever. There is no Jesus-based justification for Trump support. If you're going to follow Donald Trump, you have to throw out the Jesus teachings. You can't follow Matthew 25, where Jesus says individuals and nations must welcome the stranger and provide care for the sick and care for the poor. You can't believe that and then support its opposite. There's Christ following. And America's full of Jeebus Club folk. Did I drop out?
You're back. Yes, you quoted Jerry Falwell Jr., who said, I think evangelicals have found their dream president. And you just said, in a broken age, it's rare to find something so perfect.
Yeah, there you go. Thank God I've got guys like Dave Rubin and Tim Pool to tell me who I should hate, because that's what good Christians do. You know, here's the one last thing.
I just had a flashback of you doing Jerry Falwell Jr. and our, sexy liberal COVID with a bunch of tissues around your ankles and your pants and lotion. Okay,
well, yeah, he was going for, what was it called? I forget the bit, but yeah, that was one of my favorite bits I ever did, and I almost got arrested in Central Park grabbing my pants down, calling out the guy.
Wow.
Okay.
If you go to a church and they're not telling you to love your enemies, but they're telling you who your enemies are, you're not really in a church.
Yeah.
And that's what Trumpism is.
So listen, is this I'm gonna give you all the credit for this. Pastor sees cracks in GOP stronghold on evangelical Christian voters. Pastor Doug Paget of the Vote Common Good said,
he's great.
He wrote, how I've been convincing Christians they don't have to vote Republican. We've been seeing cracks since after Trump's election in 2016. He received nearly 81% of white evangelical support in 2016. But he was saying largely because he picked Mike Pence, which, you know, do you feel like there's any movement between, you know, people waking up, Christians actually?
Well, none of this is ever going to change. I mean, when Donald Trump's gone, they'll be less powerful. But we're dealing with two generations of Christians in this country, and only this country, who have been raised since the late 70s, early 80s. Two generations groomed to believe that Christianity means criminalizing abortion. Mm-hmm. That's all they believe in. If you're putting women in jail for something the Bible never mentions, you're a good Christian. That's it. They don't care about the things that religion actually calls for. They are blaspheming Bubbas. Stephanie.
Yep.
And it's, again, this is the triumph of Jerry Falwellism. Donald Trump, this rapist reality TV landlord mediocrity, is the triumph of Falwellism, because this two generation movement of criminalizing abortion happened with this guy, and all Christians had to do was vote for the opposite of everything Jesus ever talked about. They're not Christian, and the media perpetuates this by letting them call themselves that.
You retweeted Joel Berry. I forget which misogynist he is, but one of
them. Yeah, he's one of those Babylon Bee heroes.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
he said, abortion is the fault of men. Men fought for its legalization. Men allow it to continue. Men use it to escape responsibility. Only men will end it. You just said, sit down, ladies. We're the only ones who can be trusted to properly control and regulate you. I still think they have no idea what's coming in November, in Rovember, pardon me.
I also just say there is Hiroshima footage that is funnier than the Babylon Bee. I've seen it. Funnier Hiroshima. Jerry Lewis's The Day the Clown Died Holocaust movie is funnier than the Babylon Bee.
And by the way, we mentioned before, you know, shout out to Liz Cheney, because you retweeted Meghan McCain, who said, I greatly respect the wide variety of political opinions of all my family members, love them very much. However, I am a proud member of the Republican Party and hope for brighter days again. And you said in Arizona, not voting for Harris or Trump is voting for Trump. Mm-hmm. I mean, which thank you for Liz Cheney for going the final step that you need to go. You can't, I mean. It's true.
John McCain's son, by the way. John McCain's
he's
son.
He's a Democrat now. He's not just voting for Harris.
Where the hell is Romney? And where the hell is George W. Bush? You know, George W. Bush has not been invited to, what, 5 Republican conventions in a row? The final proof that Bush is worse than Trump is that Bush will not condemn Trump and still hasn't. I mean, yes, you're right. A lot of Republicans are going to vote that way. A lot of them will. And by the way, I think the Kamala Harris White House already knows this. They're transferring almost $25 million to help the down ballot races.
Yes.
And it's incredible. $10 million each to the DSCC and the DCCC. I mean, $25 million to help. They're spending $8 million in Omaha, Nebraska alone.
Yeah.
Because those electoral votes might come into play. Do you see what a political party can do when the nominee and his daughter-in-law aren't funneling donor money to his defense attorneys? Trump is bleeding the Republican Party.
I know.
Why?
That's the huge grift. You know how long he's been raising money? I mean, Kamala Harris just did this in a month.
Right.
Where is all that money? No one wants them. It's all in the Trump's pockets.
Yep. And there's
all going to Trump's defense attorneys and Lara Trump's,
music video.
Music videos.
Yeah, there was some conservative columnist yesterday who said, why the hell is she paying attention to putting out a music video? Why isn't she paying attention to
RNC,
getting as much as many votes as possible?
Because she's a Republican and it's a cult of selfishness.
Yes.
Me, me, me.
Yes.
The whole party. It's me, me, what I want. Your kids don't matter. Some guy owning an AR-15 as entertainment matters more than the lives of your children. It's the party of corrosive selfishness, the party that defended slavery.
Trump?
I'm sorry, the ideology. Republicans used to be against racism. It's the party that still defends the Confederacy.
Yeah. Trump said it out loud. He's like, when I was president, I protected the guns.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, vote for the party that's going to protect your kids, period. I mean, it's just...
Yeah, and by the way, let's stop calling it AR-15s. Let's call it Republican lapel pin guns.
Yeah.
Because that's what they are. The Republicans wear those.
Yeah.
When Donald Trump got shot at by one, they wore a bandage on their ear. But when children are slaughtered by them, they wear the damn gun on their lapels. It's not an AR-15. It's a Republican lapel pin.
Yep. Finally, you retweeted your friend Frank Conniff, who is hilarious. Eric Erickson said, didn't expect Tucker Carlson to become an outlet for Nazi apologists, but here we are. And Frank said, didn't expect a chorus line to have so much dancing in it, but here we are.
I mean, what a shock. Tucker would platform Nazis. And what a shock that moral titans like Benny Johnson, Tim Pool, and Dave Rubin.
Yeah.
Chris, can Dave Rubin be made to turn in his gay card? Everyone at SiriusXM thinks that the time has come for that.
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, these guys were being paid $100,000 a week, and they're pretending they didn't know where the money was coming from.
Yeah. Yeah. Aye, aye, aye. All right, I'm going to see you in Portland.
Yeah.
See you in the Beaver State.
I'll be there, guys. It's going to be a lot of fun. And remember, there's nothing funnier than the Trump campaign ordering staffers to not leak anything to the media and the memo immediately being leaked to the media.
Right.
God wants us to laugh, kids.
Maybe they know the Trump tannic is going down. They must. There you go. I love you. See you in Portland. I love you. All right.
Hey.
48 minutes. After the hour, we're going to the Beaver State together. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by that pretty, pretty bottle sitting right there.
Right.
My Chateau August Grand Rosé.
August with an E.
Yeah, someone was saying, just sit down your pumpkin spice asses. It's still summer.
It's technically still summer, and it's hot as balls here.
Supposed to be 104 here today.
Oh,
the air temperature.
100 degrees for the next all weekend.
I'm so glad yourself, my air conditioning's fixed.
Yeah.
Get yourself some rosé. We didn't even think we were rosé people.
No.
And it's so delicious.
I'm not even a wine person, but I love this stuff.
I know. And it's directly from Bordeaux, and I thought, oh, my God, it must be expensive. Fancy French, actual French wine.
Nope.
No.
No.
I got you the deal of all deals on the best rosé we have ever tasted. Chateau August is the wine for those who take their fun seriously. They play music to their vines twice a day. They have won the top three awards at the Paris Wine Cup. I mean, that's snooty. I'm just saying.
We go for snoot.
Serious. Get some of this wine up in your snoot. SiriusXM listeners right now get over 50% off by going to augustgrandrosé.com. That's six bottles for $98 and free delivery. Just use the promo code Stephanie. 50% off if you use the promo code Stephanie at augustgrandrosé.com. That's promo code Stephanie. Get your Grand Rosé today.
Back in my day,
Stephanie Miller
couldn't say booby, tushy, burp, fanny burp, water closet, underpants, jingle dangle, LBJ, titty caca, hot dog, or front lump.
What if you could help turn back the clock and help your dog play like a puppy again, no matter their age? Introducing Dr. Marty Pet's Nature's Blend, a premium freeze-dried raw dog food called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. Dr. Marty is now helping dog parents right at home.
I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high-meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Nature's Blend is designed to support your dog's healthy lifespan with turkey, beef, salmon, duck, seeds, veggies, and fruit, and with zero artificial preservatives. When given the choice between Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first. For a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get free premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Study available upon request. Message and data rates may apply.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're gonna love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us, but you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day, guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The John and Gordy Show.
Every time he opens his mouth, he comes up with some other lie.
And I have to research every one of these lies. It's mind-numbing, and I got to tell you, I can't remember a case where I investigated and I found out he was right. He does not tell the truth, never tells the truth, and he makes my life a miserable hell doing research on all of this stuff.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8, on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Bonnie and Clyde, Dr. Marty's Nature's Moon. Who's my protector puppies?
They are.
They alerted are. Mama to a home invasion and probably saved my life.
Did they get extra hot Krispies?
Yes, of course they did. I'm going to guess J.D. Vance does not feed his dog Dr. Marty's Nature's Blank.
No.
That dog clearly does not like him.
No. They...
I've never seen anything. First of all, the dog wouldn't come to him, so he just grabs him, uh-huh. And the dog was like, nah, like most women look when they touch J.D. Vance. He was like, nah. Mm-hmm. Right?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Someone that doesn't get that your dogs are your children.
J.D. Vance feeds them burnt brown kibble.
Yeah, exactly. And then yells at them when they bark at ambulances. Ugh. Okay. They are my children. I feed them superfoods like I eat, right?
Yep.
Look at the ingredients. Get your face up in it, Chris. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon.
I've huffed it.
Antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables. It is delicious. It's nutritious. It is it's not cooked on high heat, so you have, dangerous byproducts, and they cook they cook literally the bejesus out of it. Right. You know what's in the bejesus? All the nutrients and all the taste.
That's not good.
Gone. Shelf-stable, it's mess-free, full of nutrients, tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Save up to 54% off right now. Nature's Blend and get a free bag of premium dog treats. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Oh, I forgot my my hate tweet from that guy again, Tom. Remember?
Which guy was this?
Tom Hagen, that guy.
Oh, that guy.
With my body image, at least he's still calling me bulimic. So,
that's nice.
Thank God. Yeah, he said, isn't it strange that bulimic ditch licker, that's me.
Oh, this guy. Okay.
And all the colon cowboys.
I got called a colon cowboy?
I guess that would be you and your friends. I hadn't heard that one before. Always give those they support the benefit of the doubt. I don't know.
I think he's talking about Megyn Kelly.
He was smearing something about Tim Walz, something. Because I think Tim Walz is magic.
He is.
Okay. But what do I know? I'm just a...
ditch licker.
Bulimic ditch licker. Oh, see, if he left that out, I'd be like, are you saying I look fat now?
He thinks you've gained a little weight.
Apparently he thinks there's multiple colon cowboys. And really,
no,
there's
just
only
the one.
Just the one here.
Just
Tom,
the one.
Try to keep count.
There used to be two.
I never heard that one.
There used to be two.
Okay. Oh, that's true. Mm-hmm. We are down a colon cowboy. Oh, it's his birthday today. The other colon cowboy, Travis Bone's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Travis.
To you and your colon.
He might just be getting up right now.
All right. David said Trump's debate prep is his handlers wiring him up and delivering an electric shock every time he drops the N and B words. Yeah, I'm thinking that might be. What? What did I say? I'm guessing that might be true. Oh, is it my imagination or did he admit that he lost the election finally? What's going on?
He did.
What's going on?
It's 12.
Yeah, here he is.
So I was told if I got 63 million, which is what I got the first time, you would win. You can't not win. And I got millions of more votes than that and less by a whisker.
He really sounds stoned.
Yeah, he sounds super stoned. And secondly, no, you do not lose by a whisker. You lost by 7 million votes, but okay. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Are they telling him to stop talking about that cake? Because he won't shut it. Like, because he's now, like, three times admitted he lost.
Yeah. He keeps doing
it.
All
right. Okay. Good boy. Good boy. You can do it. Glenn Kirshner, who will join us tomorrow, says, here's my new piece on why Trump's every incriminating utterance, like admitting he interfered in the 2020 election, is admissible against him in his criminal case per rules of evidence.
Ruthlessly absurd.
Oh, we need some group help of some sort.
sort of counseling. Okay, hey, Dana Goldberg's here, and then also Shannon Watts of Moms Demand Action as we roll along on the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Everybody join us next time President Joe Biden visits Westby, Wisconsin in the Southwest. We will cover it for you. Have your phone calls as well. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.